Hello, hello today on this rainy day in Atlanta. Listen, we're in a great space. I've been in this space almost half of the day. Just walking around looking at all this great stuff in here. So, I mean, this is a beautiful space. We are on Velocity Radio Atlanta events here in this great space here. First off, before I get into talking about this great space and this great event space owner, let me first talk to you about our sponsor. Venue is actually the one of the fastest growing and the best event space promotion companies here in the Southeast, and they're our sponsor for our show here. And we want to make sure we talk about them, and also the Velocity Company, which is the center of small business success. So we want to thank those sponsors for making this show possible. But we're in this space, the Buckhead Art and Company, here with event space owner Katie Jones. How are you?
Hey, thank y'all for having me on the show. It's an honor to be on here.
Yes, most definitely. Listen, this is a beautiful space. I love it. It's right in the middle of Buckhead in a phenomenal area. I'm looking at all white. You all can see from the pictures and from some of the videos we have. I mean, all white space. It's got an open format here, so you could come in here and probably have some really, really good events. I see some, you can do music events here. You may be able to do wedding receptions here. It's like no pun intended, but it's like a blank canvas almost. where you could do a lot of good stuff here. Tell me about your space and what made you want to be an event space owner. Just tell me about that.
Yeah, so we are an art gallery in the Shops of Buckhead off of Buckhead Avenue. We're primarily an art gallery, but it's been neat. I've gotten lots and lots of inquiries. It's kind of turned us into an event space over time, and I feel like art brings people together.
It does.
And so it's a great space for, your office happy hour, your engagement party, your client appreciation event. I mean, we've had from book signings to baby showers to why don't we in here doing a 20-minute little concert. Just a fun space. It's very laid back. We've got paint all over the floor, about 20 artists, so you always have something to see. It's a happy space.
That is phenomenal. So tell me about yourself and, what got you into wanting to do, art and then, this space. I mean, tell me about you.
Yeah, so I am 24. I graduated in 2018, and I used to intern for the previous owner.
Where did you graduate from?
Birmingham Southern.
Okay, Birmingham Southern. I'm familiar with Birmingham Southern.
Oh, it's a good
school. And I know UAB and all yes. of the schools in the area. Yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm from Roswell, and I have a twin sister that went to Georgia, but I followed in my parents' footsteps and went there.
Okay.
So it was always my dream to own a gallery, but I didn't think I'd have the opportunity until later in life. And graduated and went into software sales recruiting. And,
wow.
Sometimes God's got a plan you don't quite know about.
That's right.
And so the previous owner, she's an amazing painter and has kids of her own. And when she decided to sell the gallery, I didn't expect her to offer it to me. But it means the world that she did. And my dad loaned me what he had saved for my wedding one day.
Okay.
He said, if your mom were here today, I know this is what she would want to do. And so I'm paying him back over time and learning as I go. And yep.
that is phenomenal. And that your dad believed in you enough to even make that investment. That means a lot about you. And the fact that, your family, I love when anytime I talk to entrepreneurs and their families go in and they make things happen together, that's the dream right there. I'm serious.
I'm forever grateful for him. And it's one of those things where we're both like, we've never done this before. We're figuring it out as we go. But I wouldn't trade a minute.
But let me say this, though. I couldn't tell that this was, you never done it before. Because this place is phenomenal. Even on a rainy day in Atlanta, every time when I was here, it was people coming in, checking it out, people rolling here. And I was like, I guess good things. People are attracted to good things. And I like that it's like minimalist in a sense, to where, you know, you have the fact to where it's not a lot going on, which that's good, you know? So especially for people and they're looking at, like, event spaces and they're looking at, you know, just coming in and enjoying stuff. And when I look at the art, I mean, it's all kind of art. I mean, I love that unicorn in the back behind you right there. That's really cool. I mean, very much attention to detail. Horses. I mean, they have portraits there of people. They got the golf stuff here. I mean, it's like, I mean, fine cars. I see Elvis on the back wall. I mean, it got some abstract. I mean, it's a little bit of everything here. And I see some of the reclaimed wood here, you know, which actually we're doing a show on some reclaimed wood. So just the whole environment to the drop downs of the lights here on the ceilings. I mean, it's all the right little accents that, you know, sometimes I wouldn't have thought about. Yeah. So, I mean, tell me this, like, so now that you're doing events, like, what kind of, you said you had, over the past couple months, who have been that, you know, audience base? Because I know you said you can really have anything here, but, you know, who has kind of...
Right. So we've had a wide range of events. I would say our best kind of events are your happy hour. Our space is one of those where less is more, and I've seen people come in and bring tons of tables and tons of outside decor, and that's okay to do that, but I think less is more because the art kind of speaks for itself.
It does.
And we let... our clients use the desk as a bar, and we also allow outside catering. We are partnered with Bold Catering in Taverna next door, the Italian restaurant, so we always recommend those, but we do let people bring in their own food and alcohol as long as their bartender, you know, is licensed and they have event insurance in case something were to happen.
Yeah, totally.
But that is one of our perks, is we let you bring in your own if you would like.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. So, and I don't know if we can check on the website or if it's something like, I mean, is there a starting price for this space?
Yeah, so we do $750 an hour, or $7,500 for the day, and then we just have a $150 cleaning fee, and ask that you have event insurance.
Okay.
Just because we feel like the client will feel better, we will, and so we're our property manager. It's just a good thing all around for everyone.
No, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So, so right now, like, tell me about some of this art. Maybe some of the artists that I'm seeing here, like, because I love art, you know, I love fine art. I love, culinary arts, cooking. I love, all kind of arts from writing to music. I mean, it's just, but this, I love visual art. You know, this was something I could sing. I got a record deal when I was like 11.
Wow.
And it always was something when I saw people that could paint and could draw, and I was just like, man, I could just draw stick figures and stuff.
So we have about 20 different artists.
Okay.
I love working with the group that I have. We're pretty close.
Okay.
I know a lot of galleries rotate, and we did in the beginning, but I've just kind of stuck with my core group just because being in the shops of Buckhead, I want people to know my artists and, you know, go eat at La Biblioteca and go say, hey, do you want to go see so-and-so down the road and see if they're in the gallery and that kind of thing?
Because
I think it builds community.
Sure.
But yes, so it's neat. Like, this piece right here is by Pat Wolf and her parent. I mean, so Pat's daughter, Kelly Anthony, owns Biltong next door with Justin. And it's cool because I can send people down there and be like, hey, that's Pat's daughter's restaurant. Or I can say, you know, Spanx headquarters is on the other end of the shops.
Wow.
And she's the chosen artist for Spanx this year.
Okay.
And, you know, you have William McClure over here, and he's an artist from Birmingham. It's crazy. I was an intern in Birmingham, and I sold him a pig bowl at one time. And he was an artist that I greatly looked up to, and now it's so cool to, like, represent his work.
Yeah.
So most of our artists are local. We do have some from L.A. and Santa Fe.
Okay. Who is the unicorn?
The unicorn, that's Bradley Gordon, and he's from Mississippi.
Okay.
And he went to Ole Miss with the previous owner. So that unicorn is named Genevieve after his daughter.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of fun to tell people stories, and like Richard, the car guy, So, like, he's got a car painting of a 4219 GTO. And I'm like, okay, he skipped school age 14 to go see that GTO in the Daytona race. So there's all kinds of cool stories, and it's fun when we have events in here. If somebody's curious about a piece, to talk to them about it and, you know, maybe let them walk home with it.
Yeah.
And we also love hosting fundraisers. That's another one of my favorite things in here.
Okay.
And whenever we do that, we normally will offer, like, if somebody buys a piece that night, give 10% back to that cause.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, do you, of some past fundraisers or maybe some people who were here in the space so people can kind of get context?
Yeah, so we've had events for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Northside Hospital, Polo in the Pines, Make-A-Wish, The Orchard, which is a Christian group. I'm trying to think of Why Don't We Band has been in here. Who else? Chris Johnson with the NFL Network.
Okay.
Classic Man.
Okay,
he was in here for an exhibit. Trying to think through a ball, but
that is phenomenal. I was just with some people from Children's earlier today, and they're doing some amazing work, and I'm so glad that they have partners in the community like yourself who can really make things happen and help to support them, because they do a lot of work. I didn't even know earlier today they were telling me they saw more, I think, like autism cases than any other place in the nation. It was but they said they're nonprofit, and they said eating small bits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we could think a lot of the stuff that we're doing maybe isn't as important, but it is, you know, having a space where people can get together and come together and speak and talk about the work that we're doing and have a backdrop of art. That's, you know, I don't think you get the better of that. Most definitely. So now that you have been an entrepreneur, one of the things I do want to ask is, you know, what are some of the things that you have learned since being an entrepreneur? And then what is the biggest triumph that you have as an entrepreneur? So what is number one, what is probably your biggest learning experience?
Okay.
And then number two, what is your biggest triumph or success that you had so far?
Okay. You know, I would say the biggest thing I've learned, because in your first year, I feel like I'm nervous, like, all the time. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And, I've been in so many situations where you're like, okay, who would have thought?
Yeah, right.
and so the biggest thing I would say is, you know, no matter, like, what happens, like, it's important for us to take risks in life and to take leaps of faith, but we have to stay faithful no matter what it is.
That's right.
Even when, you know, the worst comes to shove and you're in a situation, you're dug in a hole, it's kind of like God's got a plan and you just got to keep remembering that.
That's right.
Making most of it.
That's
and
true.
And then our biggest accomplishment. I've been surrounded by such great people in this community that have given me opportunities I never would have thought I'd get to be a part of. Like, we were, our art was featured in the Super Bowl 53 at Hotel Claremont.
Oh, wow.
So that was really neat. We got to be with the mayor.
Oh, and, man, that's great.
I met T.I. and Little John.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
CeeLo Green. And I'm like, CeeLo, here's my card.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right.
So that's been really neat. And then, like, we've had Spanx in our space. It's cool to say.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Sarah Blakely's been dancing in here.
Oh, really? Wow. I'm
trying to think of, we were in the top 100 galleries in the nation.
Really? That is amazing.
So one day at a time, but I wouldn't trade a minute.
Wow, that is so amazing. I love that. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to come down here and see this great space, if they want to come down here and meet you, meet your people, see this great art that these phenomenal artists have had? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so one quick easy way is to go through our website. There's a way that you can email through there. Or my email is Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at buckheadart, B-U-C-K-H-E-A-D-A-R-T, .company. I know that's kind of a confusing email. There's no, like, .com after that.
Okay.
But I would love to talk with them. I'd love for people to see our space in person and kind of envision their event. We're open Tuesday through Sunday from 12 to 6, but always just kind of let me know beforehand so I can help you, and if you need help getting in the parking garage and that kind of thing. Two quick things I'm thinking about with our event space that I don't know that I mentioned earlier. So we always give our customers like an hour in advance to set up and an hour afterward to clean up. So we ask them to add in that time.
Oh, wow.
Because sometimes they need a whole day to, you know, get it going and get
and a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah.
It really plays a huge part in
it does.
The guest experience.
That's correct.
And to remember to, you know, like if they rent tables, have the event company pick them up that day because we are open for business the next day. People kind of forget that.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, what else was I going to tell y'all? I had one more thing to tell you.
So with the $750 that per hour, and so they would need to pay for the hour before and an hour after?
No, so they get one free hour, but if they need any more setup time for their caterer or that kind of thing.
Okay, then. So they get an hour ahead and an hour behind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
On both ends.
That's great.
And then you can bring in your own music. You know, we always just ask people to be conscious just because the residence is above us and we are in a shopping center and there is the Shops of Buckhead security who will peep in.
Yeah, like, hey,
but
what's
going on?
We're
grateful for them because they keep us safe.
That's right.
But another perk of our space is, you know, we're in walking distance to some of the best restaurants and bars in Atlanta. I mean, you've got La Bibliothèque down the road, mm-hmm. La Colonial, Southern Gentleman, Fido's across the street, and Biltong is awesome as well.
Yes.
So that's kind of fun. So if you don't want to have your meal in here, you can kind of do like the happy hour beforehand or after.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
No, that's a lot of options. And see, I always talk to people about having great options.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a space, one of the things that I love that you brought up about this space that I didn't even know until you said it, you can bring in an outside food and, you know, because I know that's a big expense a lot of times. I mean, mm-hmm. and although, you know, I get it, but somebody might, you know, that might be maybe one of their biggest expenses is bringing food in. And if they had that covered, then that's really more than half.
Right. And another perk, too, of being in the Shops of Buckhead is you do get a 3-hour free parking validation.
Okay, great.
So you've got a couple of parking options. Like you can park with the meter and you can easily use the Park Mobile app or you can valet across the street.
Okay.
I tell everyone to Uber, you know, have a cocktail, have a good time.
That's right.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Recommendation.
That's right.
But yeah, and the Shops of Buckhead are working on making it easier and easier for people to know how to get here from the parking garage. But it's beautiful. Like, I love the Shops of Buckhead. Like, you can see outside the window, you have Christmas lights lighting up the street. It's just a happy place to be.
When I came in here, I saw all those beautiful lights on the trees. I thought I was in Christmas. I was like, is it Christmas time? But it was beautiful. And just everything's really nice. We want to make sure that all of our listeners have an opportunity to come out here and check this space out. Check Katie out. She's doing some phenomenal things here in Atlanta, in Buckhead, you know, keep making us proud here in the A, you know, in this space, in great space in Buckhead. So if you are a business, if you are a nonprofit organization, if you are someone that wants some phenomenal art, come down to Buckhead Art and Company, okay? Because they will not disappoint. I'm telling you, I put my word on it. So, see, y'all come down here and check her out. And we will have other great people on, just like Katie, in our show, our next show that will take place next week. And we appreciate everybody that helped to make this show possible. Once again, go and check out Buckhead. Give us the website address.
BuckheadArtCompany.com.
Okay, BuckheadArtCompany.com.
If you go on Instagram, we're just at Buckhead Art Company.
At Buckhead Art Company, mm-hmm. Yeah. Check out this space. Yes, so Dee, take us to the house, man. We appreciate it. And thank y'all so much. This is Atlanta Events on Velocity Radio. J.R. McNair, Demetrius Arrell, coming to you once again.